Joel, I'm just curious, what do you say, if anything, to Jesse Ylönen after that first goal?
You give him a tap and you say, don't worry about it. Like, it's, come on. It's a bad luck play. You know, it's, you don't make it even a case. You know, I think he, I'm glad he made a nice play on the goal, and he's a young guy, and there is no, there's nothing you can really do or say. You're just throwing back out there and you kind of laugh about it. I thought the team bounced back well, and they all, you know, kind of told Elo, don't worry about it, you know, and so there is no, just happened.
And you mentioned Gouley only got one practice in. So I'm just curious, just with that factor, one practice and that one game, like, how impressed were you with his debut with that one practice, one game?
Yeah, you know, that's why is didn't get a chance for the last few weeks to skate with the team because he was doing really well in scrimmage and everything. And then the injury came, but he did well. He's got a presence. I think we all saw the stick and the body position he's got. And, you know, we had a, you know, two young guy on the back end tonight. I thought they did good. You know, obviously it's good for him to get his feet wet. I think he's comfortable here. We're comfortable with him. He's got principle, but he didn't practice much. So it's just a reality, you know? So we're very happy the way he handled the game, and there's no issue there.
And how comfortable did Hisam Udinov look versus the other games?
There's a bit there that's getting more feel to it. You know, there's still a lot of work to do on principle of North American hockey and European hockey. Like, it's the transition offense to defense and a lot of things that you can blame him. You know, he's fresh off the box, you know, and he doesn't speak the language, but I can see a few things that, you know, he tries to apply, but there's a lot of work to do there, and it's okay. That's why he's here, and get a go bit by bit. If I just throw everything at him, it's going to be ridiculous for him. He's going to be overwhelmed. So we're just going one day at a time and, you know, give him a few games and then we'll see what we'll do and just trying to, you know, teach him a different type of hockey, you know?
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
We'll take three more. We'll go to Arpin Basu.
Hey, Joel. Just first, just a little, I guess, point of information. Do we know how long Caden's going to stay here before he's sent back yet?
Well, we know the WHL is working things on, but it's not my job to you know, talk about press release for WHL or when they want the guys there. You know, I think everybody's working really hard in every league to get things going if they're not going. And if they are going, trust me, we're working very hard to keep going. So I just want to let the WHL, we know that there's, you know, obviously there's a strategy there and everything, but I don't want to tell you exactly a thing precise. If thing could change, everything's changed so quickly and rapidly. So, but you know, we expect for him to go at one point, WHL go on, he has to go. Same thing for Fairbrother.
I noticed just looking at your lines tonight, it seems to be a nice luxury for you to be able to have a kid or a younger player insulated with veterans almost, you know, throughout, you know, Gouley with Ouellette or Hillis getting some veteran support. It's how much easier does it make for you to incorporate these kids into the lineup when you can do that?
Well, that's what we kind of did. So, you know, we can get performance from the veteran that are knocking on the door to go on the NHL. And then the young guys that have a bit of a guidance. So obviously, you know, we'd like to win every single game and like get shut out every night. But, you know, that's what happened. You throw guys in, guys out, you know, and then all of a sudden things change a little bit. We've changing the chemistry almost every game. But I feel our effort and our collective play has been similar in some way. So the guys are doing a good job to help out, but having a great attitude about playing with young guys too. They all remember what it is. And, you know, we're trying to rotate guys in and give field. It's the first 2 weeks, right? We're just in the second week. It's our fifth game. We got a few more games. And trust me, there'll be some shuffling of the deck again. You know, we got Demchenkov, a first game of the year for him. And we'll see, you know, for the rest of the week. So it's good to have some veterans that you have to remember, they're still haven't played in a long time. So, yeah, you know, everybody's doing their best and Manitoba's doing their best and we're all in a dealing with a pandemic. So we're trying to do everything we can. But you're right that after veteran that have a bit of a principle, it helps.
I can just squeeze one more in, and I'm sorry if you've answered this already at some point, but every time I watch Schuneman play, he seems to play well. Like, how did you guys find this guy? How did he come here?
Well, I mean, I think our pro scout did a great job to bring his name to the table. And I think we, the management did a good job to sign him right away when he became free. I've watched him tape before, and, you know, when his name was mentioned, and I was agreeing with everything that, you know, our pro staff said about him, you know, so I took the time to watch the clip and I was like, I'm 100% agreeing with everything that I'm seeing. So it's good when you have a coach that's more on the ice, but then the pro scout that can see a potential like that. I mean, I agree. I think it's a teamwork from everybody, but you got to give, thumbs up to the pro scout out west. That's a Scott Stockton play. And management that move in quick when, you know, everybody was agreeing and everybody's checked the box.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Jared Book.
Hi, Joel. We talk a lot about practically every game about pro debuts or AHL debuts for some of your players. But for Demchenko, obviously, there's nowhere for the goalie to hide as opposed to the other guys. So what do you think about his debut and just how hard it is for him to...
Well, there's an adjustment for European hockey and for North American hockey for players. We talk about it all the time. There's for goalie too. You know what I mean? So the play's a lot faster. Obviously, he's not an oversized goalie. So, I mean, I think he's competing hard. He's working hard. It's his first game. I wouldn't say, you know, he was bad. It's just there's a feel to be a goalie, right? I mean, you know, you throw goalies first game. It's his first game. He hadn't played all year. So we thought it was important for him to have the start today. He's been working hard, like I said, and it's just an adjustment to timing to play from high to low and playing big and being big. Because in North American hockey, the play is a lot slower in some way. Breakdowns, and you saw it tonight, right? Bang, bang, breakdowns. Then guys shoot, and it goes quick. So you need to adjust. But again, it was not an easy game. You know, poor guy, first goal, and a lot of things, like I said, I think we handled it pretty well because a lot of things went wrong tonight. And, you know, I know it's just a point and we lost in overtime, but got to look at a big picture, you know. It just was one of those nights. And I got to be transparent with the process of us playing the game. And I thought we did a lot of good things, but wasn't good enough. And it was not meant to be tonight.
And I want to talk a little bit about Lucas. Obviously, he's a player who's been, you know, whether it's with Joe Cox and Alex Allain or Jeff Pilovs in previous years, no matter what line you kind of use him with, he's a guy who steps up. Putting him with Dauphin today and getting the play he's had so far this season, mm-hmm. What is it about it? Do you notice anything different this year in his game?
Well, experience. I mean, he's a guy that know my expectation and he's a guy that has experience now in American Hockey League. You know, they come fresh up the box from Europe, but now all of a sudden they got a few games under them and they got to take stride, and he took stride. He plays well with guys that play hard, you know. He needs to play North and South hockey and be good on PK. And obviously we give him a few power play time because, you know, we want to reward our guys. But Veggie's a good skater, and when he's a worker and he has a good habits, then he has a positive impact on the game. If he goes on his heels and kind of evaluate and feel the game, then it becomes more of a challenge for him, which was more of the European style of hockey when we first saw him. But yeah, I like Veggie. He's a good guy. Everybody is, you know, like him, and we're going to keep working with him.
Thanks.
Last one, Amy Johnson.
Thanks, Charles. Hi, Joel. Hi, when you face a goaltender who was as locked in as Berdine was tonight, when you have a number of young players on the team, from a coaching standpoint, how do you get them through that and get them, you know, to come out with that second period the way that they did? Is it keep working at the systems that we've put in place, or are you really working with them in game to make adjustments?
Well, there is a bit of adjustment in some way. And target and explaining the situation. So my talk, I mean, I can be open about it, was really good to say, you know, it was good to talk to the guy and to say, you know, to realize what's going on right now and to be mature about it. So don't get frustrated. Don't start, you know, they're working hard on the other side. They're chipping pucks. They're making it uncomfortable for you at times, and they're really protecting the middle. And so use it to your advantage to do some of the stuff we do well. And that's why I thought, I mean, I don't like the end result. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I wish we would have won like every game, and I'm sure Pascal Vincent wish could win. But in the whole concept, I thought we'd show a lot of maturity, maybe versus last Tuesday where, you know, I felt we were a little young in that game. I think we came back, we were up, and even the goal at the beginning of the second period, it's like the puck doesn't get out and go back on the blade. Like it just, and the overtime, like I said, between the legs on a bouncing puck, we take a penalty. Like it just seemed to be one of those nights. So I got to take a step back, show some of the guys tomorrow we did well, but there's a few things that, you know, I've been pushing them to do, and we were just so, but again, every coach wants a perfect game. So you got to work with the guys. And like I said, every way, if they wake up, I look for, is it red or green on my app, on my phone? And today was green, and hopefully tomorrow is green again. You got to keep it realistic. Those guys haven't played in a long time, and we're working with everybody with a big lineup, two big roster.
And just one last question. You spoke about Gouley and Demchenko. Can you just give us your assessment on the first game that you got to see Hellas play tonight?
Yeah, you know what? It's not easy, first of all, for a young guy to come in as a center, because in the pro center, I have a lot of responsibility. But I tell you, just too well. We talked to him a couple times about a few things. So it's a lot easier to get a guy on the wing, but he's such a natural center that I felt it was more fair to maneuver him into the game. And I thought he did well, you know, at a couple of times in some of the play. And there's other things we'll look with him. Again, it's their first game. It's his first game. And between you and I, was not an easy game for the goalie to come in. Was not an easy game for Ellis and Gouley, because it was one of those nights. It was one of those games, right? So like I told the guys, grab your food, go to bed, sleep. We'll reset tomorrow with three more games. We just got to keep growing.
Merci, Joel.
Merci, Joel. Et merci à tous. Bonne fin de soirée.